These women could be any woman, including you. I looked at the women that everyone talked about, shamed, blacklisted, and wouldn't speak to, but these women stayed calm. The women who cried, but were also strong because they were selling their bodies, posing nude, and working in strip clubs to support themselves and their babies and responsibility. Many women were put in these positions as well as other humiliating positions, not exactly by choice, but by circumstances that may have taken them down this path and also taught them a few rough lessons of life, such as 1, don't ever say what you won't do. 2, don't ever say that it could never happen to you. 3, don't ever judge someone or their circumstances until you've walked in their shoes. 4, being oppressed is hard to cope with. What also could be is that their parents kicked them out at 18, no job, no money, no friends, nor any family love or support. So what happens is they may prostitute, sell drugs, follow the wrong crowd, and they may wind up with a man that they do not really love, but because of low self-esteem, loneliness, and also circumstances of needing financial help, they shack up or marry these men, have a baby, and then make more baggage and more unhappiness. These women could be any woman, including you. It's been said that a picture is worth 1,000 words. However, there may be a clause in many cases of things are not always as they may seem or appear. At times, when you think that she's being rude, she may have a lot on her mind and you may not really know what she's dealing with or has already been through. These women were told that they were fat and ugly. These women are not fat nor ugly. They have beautiful big hips, big thighs, and beautiful curves, along with a beautiful face. These women are smart and intelligent too, if someone would give them a chance. These women have husbands, boyfriends, families, and friends that are not so kind to them at all, but neither is society. Did you hear her screams? Were you there when she needed just a kind word, a hug, a dollar or two, a friend, moral support? She's trying to do better, and y'all still talk about her like a dog. You and others talked about her like a dog and dismissed her even before she got into this mess. Where were you? Back in the day, many women did not make enough or equal pay that men made. Yes, finances was a contributing factor in a lot of things, so what was she going to do? Then time she messed up or is in a mess because of circumstances, then that's when everyone who was never concerned about her and was never there for her all of a sudden wants to be her mentor, her savior, and tell her what to do. And many of these same folks are the very ones who made these women feel accused, guilty, and judged. And even after they call themselves being her mentor, her savior, along with also trying to tell her what to do, they will still want to make her feel accused, guilty, and judged. Now, what kind of mess is this? Yeah, you still want to talk about the wrong crowd? Guess what? The wrong crowds do not discriminate. People in high, middle, and lower classes use and sell drugs, abuse alcohol, use people, go to strip clubs, steal, and commit serious crimes. People in high, middle, and lower classes are lazy, controlling, arrogant, manipulative, irresponsible, and abusive too. And they also lie. Many women have fallen victim or have been trapped or have gotten caught up. These women are mothers, aunts, grandmothers, daughters, and close friends. Don't ever say that it can never happen to you. These women could be any woman, including you or the woman next door. Don't ever say that it could never happen to you.